Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here's your host for On the Mark, Joe McGranahan.
Yes, sir. We're back at it again today. It's Thursday in the Valley. A little bit of thundering going on out there. All three hotlines are ringing at the moment, and we're going to get to them in just a second after we tell you that On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. Our hotline number is 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236, but be sure to put three little letters at the start of your message, OTM, so it comes right through to us. On the Mark is brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company. They are indeed a family-owned dealership since 1915. Their North 4th Street Ford dealership in Sunbury and the Kia dealership on Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf are the preferred dealerships here in the central Susquehanna Valley. They have an extensive inventory selection of both new and used vehicles from Ford, Hyundai, and Kia. Their dealership team is ready, willing, and able to help you select the vehicle that's the right fit for you and your pocketbook. They have plenty of experience and knowledge to share, and they take pride in helping all of their customers find just the right vehicle. Their commitment to you, their customer, includes offering great finance options. They have the area's leading parts and service teams, and they serve you from their large truck body and alignment shops, plus their repair garage for all types of vehicles. Learn more. Visit them today at sunburymotors.com. I promised yesterday that we would get to some emails, and we have just a few of them, so I'll ask our callers to hang on while I fulfill my promise to talk about the emails or to read the emails that we got yesterday. The first one is a response to our caller, Eric, who is also with us this morning. Hey, Eric, yeah, Trump talked about groping women while with another guy, and he didn't know he was being recorded. But Biden, on the other hand, actually did grope little girls. It's all on tape. And yes, I saw what happened on January 6th, and what I saw was police letting people in and then standing there doing nothing while some begged them to act. But they didn't because they were told to stand down because our government wanted something bad to happen, to call it an insurrection and use it against Trump. That's the fact, Stan, and that's signed by Doug. One of our other emailers says, Biden never groped women, never showered with his granddaughter, never sniffed little girls' hair, never swam naked in the pool with female Secret Service agents on duty. Come on, man. And another one says, to Eric's point, tough, yes, with all the self-aggrandizing, plagiarizing Biden did to stay in office, a trough is the perfect word, trough. Okay, I meant to say trough. There we go. Another one says, on the Fox News this morning, there was a chart how Denver is cutting taxpayer police force funds to support aliens. Also, the state of Wyoming has built boards in Colorado. Skating? Come on, come work where breaking the law is illegal and cops are funded. Another emailer, Gene, says, I think Tom is going to have a complete meltdown when New York loses its case against Donald Trump. Tom is in la-la land, on cloud nine. His Trump derangement syndrome is hilarious. He has Donald J. Trump living in his head 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. New Yorkers may not like Trump, but they're not going to be played for fools by this complete sham. And let's see here. This is not on topic, so we'll go back to that later on. Okay, Eric, you're on the mark. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
If I were any better, I'd be out of control.
Joe, you familiar with the term shyster?
I am familiar with that term. It's not a very polite term.
No. How would you define a shyster, Joe?
A crooked lawyer.
A crooked lawyer or a crooked businessman, perhaps?
No, shysters usually refer to lawyers.
Okay. But, all right. Someone who doesn't pay up or take care of what they're supposed to. I've always turned it more turned towards business who don't deliver and so forth.
Well, it's
I've heard shyster and lawyer put together very often. But anyway, I'm going to put up the accusation that former President Trump is a shyster.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. Yesterday in our discussion, And I thank people for the comment. You know, I love it when people actually can text in and not email, so they don't have to face any of your counter arguments. But anyway, yesterday we talked about you said you didn't know how many times that Trump's business has declared bankruptcy.
I don't. I have no idea.
No, I got that off the internet. Also,
By the way, just let me tell you, Eric. Let me tell you, you're right. I looked up shyster. Definitions of a shyster: a person, especially a lawyer or politician, who uses unscrupulous or unethical methods. Synonyms include pettifogger. I like that. You don't hear that much anymore. He's a pettifogger. A person who transgresses moral or civil law. So yes, I stand corrected. You are right. Shyster can be applied to a non-attorney.
Okay. So someone who, goes civil law. Toward my argument, if you look up, just tap into the email, in your email, or I mean, to your internet, Trump not paying bills, and you'll get tons and tons of incidents. The ones I love are the ones where he doesn't even pay his own lawyers. So, and during the bankruptcy procedures, what his own business manager said, and this is a quote, you can look it up online, part of how he did business was the philosophy was to negotiate the best price he could. O'Connell, who was the head of Trump Plaza, one of the companies which Donald Trump had bankruptcy on. I think he had bankruptcy for his casinos like 3 or 4 times. But how the guy could keep getting more money and then, I failed. Oh, more money. Now I failed. Oh, 4 times. You and I, once we had a failed business once, I think our people here locally in Central Pennsylvania would say, you know what? This guy's probably not a good businessman. But whatever. So, that he said that it was part of his business to negotiate the best price he could. And then when it came time to pay the bills, Trump would say, I'm going to pay you, but I'm only going to pay you 75% of what we agreed to. So to me, that's a shyster. You agree on payment. And then when it comes to, and I just had a kitchen redo, my wife and I did, and it cost X amount of money. And I paid that money half up front and half when it was due, full amount, because that's what we agreed to.
Right.
I didn't come back to my contract and say, oh, I'm only paying you, 75% of it.
Okay.
And that's not the way, good Americans do business.
Well, I agree with you in principle, but, let's face it, if there's a contract involved, and I wouldn't work for a guy like Donald Trump unless I had a contract, you have legal recourse to get your bills paid. And,
you said that, because there has been over 200 liens against Donald Trump over, and this is dating back into the 80s and 90s, for not paying his bills, including not paying workers who do work down, this was only in New York or New Jersey, but down also in Florida, where he refused to pay his workers overtime when they did down at the Doral. I mean, time and time again, this guy has been unethical in what he's dealing. Now, bring it up to the moment. So yesterday, the court came. But
you broke up there, Eric. You broke up.
They didn't call President Trump to the stand to have him say, you know what, I didn't do this. This is all a lie. Cohen's a liar. And one would think, that being in a political campaign, he'd want to go on record as saying, this is all a sham, this is a lie. But he didn't do that, Joe. Why not?
Because he said it outside the courtroom many, many times. He says it every day after the court proceedings.
But he wouldn't say it under oath.
Well, what's he going to say under oath? I didn't do it. He said I didn't do it, so...
No, exactly. He could say under oath.
No, but what I'm saying to you...
The defense attorney now has the plate. He said, Mr. Trump, did you or did you not do this?
All right, but what I'm saying to you is that...
No, they didn't call him on the stand at all.
He has said he didn't do it. He has presented his defense. He's had people come on the stand saying that he, that him basically he was doing the right thing, that he didn't do anything wrong. And so the question now becomes for the jury to decide whether or not he did it. He doesn't have to take the stand.
To my question, Joe.
But no, you're missing the...
If he didn't do it, then why would he go under oath and say that?
Because no one is compelled to testify against themselves. No one in this country.
I agree with you. And no one is compelled to run for president of the United States either.
So in other words, the president
did not do this, and your argument
Eric,
is this is all petty, this
Eric.
Is all simply politics and so forth, then why, when given the opportunity to defend himself in public, for the record, did he not do it?
So a presidential candidate has no right to assert the rights that every other American has. He has to be different, huh?
No, I'm just saying if I was accused of something and I didn't do it and I had my chance to defend myself in court,
and
I
certainly
would.
Let me tell you why he didn't.
I have nothing to hide.
Let me tell you why he didn't.
The person who doesn't do that has something
Eric,
to hide.
Eric, let me tell you why he didn't do it. Give me a second here with uninterrupted to tell you why he didn't do it. Because Judge Marchand allowed a woman named Stormy Daniels to testify about salacious garbage that had nothing to do with Donald Trump's alleged illegal activities. But on cross-examination, because the judge let all that in the first place, he could drag that up, the prosecutor could drag that up and question Trump about all that stuff. And I don't blame him for not wanting to take part in that kind of a circus. He's already been hauled before a kangaroo court in New York.
All he would have to do to question says, no, that is not true, sir. No, that is not true, sir. No, that is not true, sir. But of course, if he does that, then he is perjuring himself and opening to other things. If he did not do it, then, you know, if I was called into court and I didn't do something, I would say, no, sir, I did not do that.
But he wouldn't be
However,
perjuring
if there
himself.
Are things that they would bring up that he did do.
Eric, he wouldn't then, be perjuring. No. He wouldn't be perjuring himself. Because there's no way to prove it. So he said, she said, there were only two people in the room. He couldn't possibly
Thank
be accused
you.
Of perjuring
so
himself.
Why not do it?
Because
why not do it?
I just explained to you why.
Standpoint, he could point to that and have all those tapes and everything. See my
Obviously,
supporters? See America?
Eric,
I didn't do
calm
it.
Down, Eric. Eric,
everybody and
set. Eric, I'm going to put you on hold for a minute because you're getting a little emotional here. But here's the thing. If Donald Trump didn't want to hurt his family, if his side of the argument is that he wanted to pay this money because he didn't want to harm his wife and his family having these allegations come out, if you don't believe that, then you're going to believe that he's lying about all the other stuff. But if you believe that that's what he did, then you have no, that was his motivation, then you have no reason for him to testify and open himself up to all sorts of nasty questions and innuendo that's just going to hurt his family. Now, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds because we're way over time and I got two other callers. Go ahead.
Sure. If it was me or any other citizen who did not do something, I would stand up and say, when I was questioned by the prosecution, I would say, no, sir, I did not.
Okay.
He was given that opportunity to do so. And he did not.
Okay.
It leads me to believe that he must have done it.
I said I'd give you the last word, and I did. Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your call, as always. Next up is Stan from Danville. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Oh, my. TDS runs deep in Eric. So I see Eric's reading minds again because he's saying that, you know, Trump didn't do it, and he knows he didn't do it, and blah, 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 blah. You know, he should testify. But Eric doesn't have a clue whether it happened or didn't happen. Only what... You know, known liars have said Trump, I mean, Stormy Daniels and Cohen, known liars.
Yeah, well.
Okay, all they got to go. So, and besides, I don't believe a lawyer worth his salt is going to require a defendant to testify.
No, well, they usually tell you not to, that it opens you up to more problems than it solves.
Right, because they can bring up anything that
right.
they've already brought up, which, whether it's true or not, they'll bring it up again.
That's
and
true.
And it's not required for a defendant to testify, because it's required for the prosecution to prove the case. And they haven't proved the case.
And every
actually, what's actually been proven is that Cohen's a liar, he stole from Trump, and he's a scumbag.
Well, and every jury instruction usually includes that you should not, that the jury should not infer anything from the defendant not testifying.
Well, yeah, that's always true, but whatever.
Right.
I've never served on jury, so I don't know how that would go, but neither here nor there. But as far as Shyster, there's one sitting in the White House right now. He's lying to the American people on a daily basis. Right now, yeah, what did he do yesterday or the day before? Paid off another... I don't know, a couple $1 billion in student loans.
Yeah.
Something that he was told that he has no authority to do with the Constitution, by the SCOTUS.
Yeah, and then
he
bragged.
He's shredding the Constitution.
And he bragged about he found other ways to do it after the Supreme Court told him no.
Right. He's shredding the Constitution. He's a I call him the shredder of the Constitution and destroyer of democracy. That's what he is. You know, but why Eric's so hepped up on Trump testifying? Why doesn't Biden release the tapes that Mr. Herr recorded of him, his interview about the document case when he was interviewed?
Good question.
Why doesn't Biden do that?
Good question. He's actually asserting presidential privilege, so executive privilege.
Right. So it goes both ways, Eric. It doesn't just go Trump. I'm waiting for Biden to do it, but we won't see those.
No, we
won't.
And
the other thing Biden's doing right now, trying to buy votes, is he's doing buying votes with a, you know, student loan repayment. He's going to sell from strategic gas reserves up in the Northeast. He's going to dump 1 million barrels of gas on the market, trying to lower the price.
Yep.
I agree. And for everybody that says Biden has no effect on gas prices, either up or down, they're lying. Because right there, they're proving it. By him releasing fuel that's there for an emergency. I don't know what the emergency. Did I miss something, Joe? Is there an emergency somewhere
yes.
I missed?
Actually, there is. The emergency is that Biden's poll numbers are slipping.
I don't. Quite frankly, I don't think that counts.
Well, it does to him. It does to him.
So, you know, once again, he never refilled the strategic oil reserve from all the crude oil that he dumped on the market 2 years ago. That's still not up to capacity. And now he's going to do this with the gas reserves we got up in the Northeast for an emergency? Typical Democrat vote buyer. So, I don't know. When are these people going to be held accountable for their, you know, destroying the Constitution, you know, and all the crap that they're doing? When? I want to know. And who's going to hold them accountable?
Well, let's say...
Because obviously, the Congress isn't.
Let's say this. Let's say that this wasn't a presidential election year, and the cost of gasoline was going up, and the president thought, if I release some of the strategic reserve, I can bring the price down while we work on a long-term settlement. I don't think you'd disagree with that. I don't think I wouldn't disagree with that if Donald Trump did it. I wouldn't disagree if Joe Biden did it. But when it's so obviously a political move, to try and shore him up, you know, there you can't, you look at it and say, I wish you hadn't done it.
There's a problem with that scenario, Joe.
What's that?
Every year is an election year.
Well, not for the presidency.
Biden started running for re-election on day one in 2021. Okay?
Well, they all do that.
That's just the way politics work.
Right.
They all do it.
Yep. They all
do.
You know,
he released the oil in 2022 because the midterms are coming up. Oil, gas was high. He figured he could do something about that so it would help out the Democrats. That's what it's all about. So they're constantly in re-election mode. So unless there's an emergency, no oil should ever move out of that strategic oil reserve. Period.
Yeah. Well,
that's just the way it is.
I guess its shelf life is indefinite, so you can keep it there as long as you need to keep it... although I always hear gasoline does have used by date.
Yeah, gasoline's different. That evaporates more than crude oil because all you got to do is store some in a gas can for a year or so and see what how well it works in your vehicle or you know, say your lawnmower or whatever. If you go to use it, it doesn't work as well.
Don't tell me that. I got a 5-gallon can of gas that's been sitting in my shed for 2 or 3 years.
Well, and it's not. And, you know, you can put the, what's the stuff? There's stuff you can put in to keep it from going bad, supposedly.
Yeah.
For overwinter storage. I forget what the name of it is. But that isn't necessarily the best stuff, too, because that'll gum up. I've seen it gum up carburetors and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's not, you know, gas has a shelf life. Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. Maybe we need to rotate the stock in a strategic gas reserve, but that's not what he's doing it for.
No.
He's doing it to try and
affect
the election.
A gallon out, a gallon in ought to be the policy. But all right, we'll give you the last word, sir.
That's not going to happen.
We'll give you the last word.
Well, y'all have a good rainy. Well, I guess not today.
No,
sun
I was
today.
Told...
Just less rain this afternoon, they're saying.
My wife asked Alexa this morning, and Alexa says sunshine by 10. We'll see who's right.
It's getting pretty close to 10. It's not looking real sunny out
well,
there.
I can't see. There are no windows here in the room I'm in. Hey, thanks, Stan. Appreciate your call, as always.
All right. Have a good one.
You too. We have a break to take, but Chris, you've been hanging on for a while, so I'm going to take you before the break. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark.
Good morning. I guess you don't really believe in standards anymore.
I don't?
No.
Why? Why do you say that? And I'm sure you'll tell me.
Kangaroo court?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is in New York. It is a kangaroo court.
What's a kangaroo court?
Well, you know, I was going to look that up the other day, but typically the inference is that it's an illegal or a extrajudicial organization that really doesn't follow the law, and I think that's exactly what's going on in New York City.
You do?
I do. Now, I'm not saying, let me say this.
Doing
I think there are.
Good job.
I think there are.
Kangaroo court.
I think there are. Chris.
You're so sick, Joe.
I'm sick. Okay.
I mean, really.
Okay. And
I mean, how can you say that?
Easily. I just open
there?
My mouth and the words come out. No, but I can see.
What can you see?
I can see a judge.
Anything?
I can see a judge who from day one has, you know, just had it in for Trump. I can see a prosecutor who cobbled together. You ask me a question.
Trump.
You ask me a question. I see a prosecutor who has cobbled together charges that were the statute of limitations had run out on. He has no right to enforce federal election law. He's cobbled this whole thing together for one purpose, just trying to get Donald Trump.
He's not enforcing election laws.
Huh?
He's
yes,
not
he is.
Enforcing election laws.
Yes, he is. You know, and the southern border. When,
no, he's not.
Yes, he is.
It's also state election laws.
I'm listening.
And the fact is that you just have to. You don't even have to prove guilt on the latter thing beyond a reasonable doubt. That's in the law.
But the statute of limitations and two other federal jurisdictions, had passed on prosecuting. How do you explain that?
That's right.
How do you explain that?
But that doesn't mean it's wrong.
How do you explain that? If two other people who do have the right to enforce that law passed, why should Alvin Bragg get a chance?
Which two other people did it? I don't know which two other people passed you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about the Justice Department. Primarily, they looked at it.
Well, that's federal law. They wouldn't be doing that.
But they looked at the whole thing, the whole charge, and they found there was nothing there that they could prosecute. You know that. It's been covered in all the news.
But they didn't say why, right?
It's been covered in all the news, Chris. Even the networks that don't like Trump have admitted that.
But they didn't say why.
Well, they don't have a case. They didn't have a case. That's the only reason a prosecutor...
No, that's not necessarily true. But if you want to pretend Trump's a normal candidate and that's not a normal trial, I guess you're going to because you do. But a normal candidate doesn't groundlessly accuse the president of trying to put a hit on him.
Well, I don't buy that either. Although, technically...
Does a normal candidate do that?
Technically...
Do you realize what that does to us overseas?
Technically...
What it does to American politics?
Chris...
The violence it suggests?
Chris, technically...
And you're fine with that?
Chris, let me answer you.
Yes.
Technically, he is correct. The authorization for the
right... No, he's not correct.
Now, you won't let me answer you. That's what you keep doing. You cut me off and you ask me questions and you don't let me answer them.
I can tell you why you're not correct.
Well, I'm going to tell you why I am correct. So then give me the chance to tell you that before that. Because the authorization for the raid said that they were authorized to use lethal force if necessary. That's what the authorization said.
They also did the raid when he wasn't there. And do you know what that thing is? That's in every FBI search warrant, period.
Well,
everyone. The one they gave to Biden had that in it, too.
So you could technically say, as Trump did, that he was that
no,
Biden
that's
authorized
not technically
him.
Sane.
That Biden that's authorized him to be
to
shot.
You.
No,
Biden. Was he trying to kill himself then, too?
Well,
was he trying to kill Biden then, just as technically?
Well, where? No, you've lost me. Where are we going?
Well,
with
they
that?
Served the search warrant on Biden's house, correct?
Okay. Yes, they did. And Biden
had it in it, too.
All right, then Biden could say the same thing and be as accurate as Trump is.
Oh, yeah, okay. And then your Fox News endlessly reports on it like it's real.
Well, it is real. It is real.
And you're backing that. Don't you realize?
I'm telling you that I believe that...
How terrible that is?
That speaking...
Don't you? Think about it. What's it do to our the headlines overseas?
What's the headline overseas, Chris? Tell me.
that American president is killing his opponent.
What paper was that in overseas so that I can read it?
Do you think Russia's not going to report it that way?
Well, you're saying it was reported. You're saying it is being reported.
Do you believe that?
You're saying it's been reported. I'm asking you where so I can read it. That's the inference they drew from that.
They don't cover. You don't believe they cover news.
Well, you said they did cover it. No, you said they did. I want to know where to read it.
To defend Trump.
I'm not defending Trump. I'm defending his rights.
Yes, you are.
I'm defending his rights.
Well, technically, that's true. Aren't you?
I didn't talk like that,
that's
Chris.
That's a defense of Trump.
All right, we'll give you the last word.
That's exactly how terrible you are now.
Okay, I'm terrible because
You wouldn't have... what would you say about a Democratic candidate who did that?
Did what?
You'd be up in arms about it.
Did what? Used his rights? Expressed his rights? No, I wouldn't be upset about that at all. And I said that on the program.
You wouldn't be upset if a Democratic president accused Trump while he was president of trying to assassinate him because of a search warrant his Justice Department served?
I don't know. You give me the circumstances, and I'll tell you.
Oh, gee. Okay, yeah, right.
Well, let me tell you this. We got to go, but here's the definition of a kangaroo court, Chris. Listen to this definition. A court held by a group of people in order to try someone regarded without good evidence as guilty of a crime or misdemeanor. And by that definition...
They're trying them on the misdemeanors. Right?
But not guilty,
and
though.
And they proved them guilty pretty much of the misdemeanors. Will you at least agree to that, please?
No. I don't think they did.
Oh, God.
They didn't because the only person that could tie him to that was Cohen, and Cohen is such a liar, I couldn't believe anything he said. If he told me today was Thursday, I'd want independent verification. Hey,
and
we got
most of it has independent verification.
Chris, forgive me. We got to take a break. Chris, I'm sorry. We have to take a break. We have two other callers on the line, and I am way behind here. 570-743-9565. And we'll be right back.
Sunbury Motors Ford and North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their spring SUV sales event. SMC has 17 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, and they are slashed up to $5,500. And they start from just $28,435. Sunbury Motors has the fuel-efficient Ford Escape discounted up to $4,000 and priced from only $29,935. Plus, qualified buyers get 0% financing. Choose from 28 new Ford Explorers, and SMC has them reduced to the lowest price ever offered, just $39,770. Sunbury Motors has the roomy and reliable 2024 Ford Edge, discounted $4,500, and they are priced from only $37,565 with 0% financing for 48 months. Sunbury Motors is a fifth generation Ford dealership, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. SMC is where you want to be in May for your next new SUV.
Spruce up your budget and find more ways to save during Service First Federal Credit Union's Community Savings Challenge. Together with local charities, we're raising awareness about establishing healthy financial habits with a goal to help members save a combined $2 million by May 31st. Take the challenge. Visit serviceone.org or call 800-562-6049 to schedule your free financial checkup today. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Roar or Bus in driving the future forward and make a positive change for your family and the community. Become a school bus driver. Keep kids safe and in school while bringing your own preschool-age kids with you in your mobile office. Save thousands on daycare and earn a $1,500 hiring incentive. Take advantage of our free training and licensing program and join a career both you and your little ones will love. Call 570-524-5800 or visit roarerbus.com/drive. roarerbus.com/drive.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. One of our texters says, Chris, the Democrats have accused Trump of wanting to go after them and possibly have them executed if he is reelected. Open your eyes, Chris. And our friend Tom says, I just love how you MAGA morons try, and I emphasize try, to clean up dirty old orange turd Trump. Trump is lower than a dog doo-doo floating on pond scum. Your failing efforts are, however, admirable. Let's see, who's up next? Joe, you're on the mark from Sunbury. Good morning.
Oh, well, I'll thank your texters or email there, especially Tom. That was a good one. Anyhow, I wanted to talk about Eric's call in, and you know, his what he was talking about, you know, was it's like a tactic that the progressives use, and Eric was especially poor on his point of saying what a bad businessman Donald Trump was. Well, I think we learned that all since 2015, or even before that, if you watch the New York papers, I guess, you know, about, you know, he was bankrupt, but so I guess I just looked it up. Milton Hershey and Heinz and Macy's, and there's many other famous bankruptcies. I don't get that point. But anyhow, his distraction of making a big deal about that. But Trump, since his businessman days, has had 4 years as a president. Why couldn't Eric at least focus on that to debate, you know, the difference of Trump's 4 years and Biden's almost 4 years, right? But Eric just loves to live on the past of something that's irrelevant to me. Now, other times he does call in with some kind of that's somewhat interesting, but that was kind of dead air this morning. And as one of the co-hosts, I don't think that's good for our listenership.
Well, so, yeah, but we welcome all opinions here. And Eric, whether I agree with him or disagree with him, is always very thoughtful.
You say we, but you say I'm part of the team, so
sure.
I don't.
Well,
that's there just to go back to Trump's business days. And then he gets on the idea. Go ahead. I want to move on to
his
hanging on to why Trump didn't testify.
Okay, go ahead.
And he thought that Trump would have the ability to answer one question. No, I didn't do it, or just keep answering the same thing over and over when he's asked about all these things. In a, you know, then, like you said, it opens up everything. I don't know if he said, I will testify. I did hear one interview, which he gives many. He said, I would like to testify.
Yes, that's what he said. He would like to testify.
In one of them. I don't know. You know, you could look. He might have 50 of them. Maybe somewhere he said, I am going to testify. I don't really care. But once you get into a trial and see how it unfolds and see if your testimony as the defendant would help, then maybe you would think about it, but normally, like 98% of the cases, unless it's a straight-out murder charge where there's some question in where you were at the time or anything, defendants don't testify. I know Eric wants it so bad, you know, his way. I just don't see that. But one thing that Eric could focus on for me is, like, I feel like I'm open to, you know, who I'm going to vote for in November for president, so let Eric convince me, if he can make a stand on this, something maybe more relevant, to change a voter, or, you know, I'm a demographic of other people that I say I'm still open. So let Eric focus on that I should vote for Joe Biden, and to start with that he's a devout Catholic who supports abortion, and how that can, and I know Eric likes to quote, or he says that he's a Christian, so keep in mind Acts 5:29 and Deuteronomy 30:19 when you refer to them first, and then start your argument about Joe Biden's Catholic devoutness. And then secondly, convince me why I should vote for a man that showered with his daughter when she was, I don't know, 10 to 13. And he can look in Snopes, who changed their from their idea of this accusation from false a couple years ago when her diary was discovered, and now they changed it to that it is true, because she did write a letter to a judge saying that that is her diary, which confirms that that's in there,
right?
That's in her diary. So up until that point, till she wrote the letter, that's why it was false, because nobody could prove that it was hers. The FBI wouldn't say it, right? That's basically what I'm saying. I know we have a limited amount of time. I don't have all the details.
Well, let me tell you
Snopes,
this.
You can look at that. Go ahead.
Yeah, I looked at Snopes, and it went from unconfirmed or, you know, to true. They didn't say
right,
it was false.
That's right.
It said unconfirmed.
I didn't remember unconfirmed, and that was because no law enforcement would say that this is definitely her diary.
Right.
And that was the FBI's tactic to keep it out of the headlines. Then they could say, well, this is just something that the Republicans and those anti-Biden people want to put together. But when she wrote that letter recently, within the last 3 months, I think it was, to a judge confirming that that was her diary and she wanted it back, I believe, I'm just summarizing there, that she wanted it back or that it's out in the public, that's part of the Snopes decision to make it true. So it's true that they showered. So there's two items. A devout Catholic who runs, on abortion issues the way he does, and then the shower. So convince me, Eric, you're out there, you're very eloquent, you can get on a point and you can ride that thing till there's nothing left of it. But that's about it.
Okay.
Chris was kind of scattered, but I like the way you handled Chris and Eric. You know, you try to get through to them. But I'm talking, so go, if you have anything to ask me, go ahead.
No, that's
I'll
it.
I'll let you get to the next caller.
All right, well, I got to get to a break first. But thanks, Joe. Appreciate your call, as always, from Sunbury. All right, callers, hang on. Hate to do this, but we got to take another break to stay on schedule. One of the hotlines is open, 570-743-9565.
Sunbury Motors Ford and North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their spring SUV sales event. SMC has 17 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, and they are slashed up to $5,500, and they start from just $28,435. Sunbury Motors has the fuel-efficient Ford Escape discounted up to $4,000 and priced from only $29,935. Plus, qualified buyers get 0% financing. Choose from 28 new Ford Explorers, and SMC has them reduced to the lowest price ever offered, just $39,770. Sunbury Motors has the roomy and reliable 2024 Ford Edge discounted $4,500, and they are priced from only $37,565. With 0% financing for 48 months, Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealership, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. SMC is where you want to be in May for your next new SUV.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. Bill from Bloomsburg, you're up next. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Your Honor.
Good morning.
Hey, you know, everything the Democratic Party does right now is for political advancement and propaganda, right? The Trump trials are political commercials. All they do is come after him for frivolous stuff to keep his name in the news every day, to keep him, the Biden, away from the Biden downfalls, right? Open borders are for, to change the delegates in the election to overflow certain areas for the election, right? That's all the open borders are, to stay in power, right? They don't care about the American people. The FBI wanted to handle going into Mar-a-Lago on a diplomatic and make arrangements, right? It's coming out that the FBI just wanted to make a phone call because they were previously in there, and they wanted to just do an exchange. Merrick Garland overrode it and said, no, we're going in there with guns a-blazing, because it's a political commercial.
Yeah.
That's it. Right? And it's the bottom line. I mean, they just go after this man and bludgeon his name every day in the headlines. And you got the sheep that just listen to the headline news and listen to these bought and paid for media sound bites, and then they run with it, right? I never, ever heard Eric or the other guys call and defend the shower, which was verified with this 13-year-old girl, where he would come in, and then and the reason why she wrote the diary was, I waited to take my shower late at night so my grandfather didn't come in with me, and he still came in when I tried to sneak in the shower. That's what she wrote in the diary. And they won't come in and talk about that. That should be front and center. Anything front and center, that the bank statements, everything. And with that, that the Supreme Court judge, his wife, hung that flag upside down. If they steal this next election, everybody in the whole country should hang their flags upside down, because we're going into tanks.
Well, that is the international distress symbol.
Correct. And she says she did it on purpose because her and her neighbors were beefing, and she did it for the neighbor across the street. And so who cares? But, you know, you think the world was coming to an end.
Well,
there,
I mean, now
there's liberals.
There's another one today, and that really bugs me, and I had it to talk about in case I wound up needing the topic. Now they're upset about him flying at his vacation home the pine tree flag that dates from the Revolutionary War and has on the words an appeal to heaven. So now, because some white supremacist flew that flag somewhere sometime, they believe that it's the symbol of white supremacy. And it's not. It's an historical flag. It's like running the circular star flag that, you know, I saw a lot of people in my boating days who had that flag with the 13 stars in a circle that dates also from the Revolutionary War. You know, some of this stuff is absolutely ridiculous. And I have a cut, and I don't know whether I'll get to it today, but it's from Bill Maher. And he makes a point. He said, if Trump wins, it's going to be this... let me see if I can find his exact wording. I'm not going to defend Donald Trump ever, but I would never say that we should put the swastika on the cap because I think they hate Donald Trump. You can't hate everybody who likes him. That's half the country. I don't want to live in that country. I don't want to live in the country where I hate half the country and I don't hate half the country. And that's where we're going here. We're actually just demonizing everybody who disagrees with us.
And it's fueled by who? And who is it fueled by?
Well,
the liberal left Democrats.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think they certainly bear some of the responsibility. And I'm not saying that the right is completely free from that either. I mean, we tend to demonize Joe Biden perhaps beyond what we should. I mean, it's fair to attack him on the record, and his record is pretty crappy as far as I'm concerned. And this giving back, buying off people trying to buy votes by releasing gasoline and cutting their student debt. I mean, all of this impacts on our country. You know, if your education isn't worth anything to you.
And flooding the borders and these countries, like these red states like Wyoming and different places, right? They have, they're stealing. All the good law enforcement people in California are leaving. They're leaving to red states to go be a police officer and fulfill their dreams, where they have backing from the government and the local judges and enforcement. They're leaving California, the policemen.
Yeah, well, they're leaving California just generally, and they're leaving New York generally too.
All right.
You know.
These are the people that want to run this country going forward.
Well, I'll give Donald Trump credit for one thing. He's meeting today in one of the bluest of blue precincts or bluest of blue congressional districts in the country, and he's going to take a stand and open himself up to hearing what those people have to say. You know, and in the meantime, Joe Biden doesn't go anywhere. He doesn't do anything. The only questions he takes are from softball, fluffy questions from people who are pre-approved to ask them. I mean, you know,
he goes to church bingos where the old people are there, and that's it. And that's about all he could muster up.
Yep. Hey, we'll give you the last word, sir.
Hey, the more I find out about people, the more I learn about different people, the more I love my dog.
Yeah. I've seen that bumper sticker from time to time, and I agree with
you. Mark Twain.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thanks, Bill. We appreciate your call, as always, from Bloomsburg. Take care, sir. Have a good weekend. All right, Van, I don't want to hold you up. I know you're on the mark, so good morning.
Good morning, Joe. Yeah, I haven't listened to the program now for a couple of months, but I tuned in this morning, and it's like the same callers from the left, and they truly do have Trump derangement syndrome with Eric and Chris and Tom with his texts and his emails and stuff. They're so filled with rage, you can't have a conversation with them. And the thing that's so funny with the left is they claim that Trump is the biggest threat to democracy. Do they forget that he was president for 4 years? Do they forget the economy we had when he was president? And do they forget that he went through this pandemic, which if Biden's administration would have to go through something like that, what in the world would our economy have been Biden in office?
Yeah, good question.
Still hurts.
Yeah, good question. I don't know how to answer that. I don't think it would be very good.
No, and I just find it amazing that these people that are so against Trump and act like he's going to get us into a war and he's going to be so bad for the country, he was already president for 4 years.
And none of that
and
happened.
And tell me what was so awful then.
Yeah, none of that happened. None of that happened.
No, so it's just more of the same, you know, and it's like if the thing that's not being talked about a whole lot is our inner cities and the mess that they are in. I don't know when the last time you were in a major U.S. city, but they are an absolute mess. There's so much homelessness. And we, you know, I watched some things on YouTube where there was a guy, he went through Los Angeles and just the tents on the street and the businesses just closed down city block after city block, businesses shut down for sale. They're never going to sell them. They can't have a business where they're located because of the homeless people living on the streets. And many of our cities, and I'm sure you're aware of this, as many of that listen to the program, that in Chicago and other cities, there's Walmarts are closing and CVS pharmacies are closing because of the theft that's taking place. They can't have a business open in those areas.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, and the cities aren't doing anything about it. I mean, the mayors, if anything, are allocating more resources to try and throw money at a problem that really could be solved by just enforcing the existing laws that are on the books.
Exactly. But we're seeing lawlessness in the cities. And I don't care who gets in as president. They're going to inherit a mess. And if Trump does get in, which I would hope so, because I can't see Biden doing anything good for this country. He's let the border open now where there's some claims that there's over 30 million illegals in this country. And what's that going to lead to if those borders are let open for another 4 years?
Yeah, I shudder to think. And, you know, the getaways are the ones that bother me. The fact that why is China shipping so many people over here coming through our border? The number of Chinese crossing the border illegally has jumped ridiculously high. And you know, you don't get out of China just because you want to get out of China. They send you out.
Yeah, it'd be nice to be able to send our criminals to another country, but there would be no country so foolish to allow them to cross their border unvetted and then give them tickets to fly to different countries or bus them to our different cities within the country. It's insanity.
I agree.
And it's like, who's responsible for letting the border open? It's the guy that's in the White House now. It's that party. And yet, you know, we're in this huge mess, and nothing's being done about it.
Yeah, and they all howled.
All we hear from the left is how bad Donald Trump is and how bad he'll be for the country. Well, I would put out there that Joe Biden has been awful for the country, and if the news media would actually report news anymore, and if they would have before our faces, like back in the Vietnam War, it was every night, it was in front of the American people. But if they would have now, with the inner cities, the mess that they're in every night, maybe there would be a focus to get the cities cleaned up.
Yeah, that would be good. I would like to see that. I would like them to admit that they've got a problem and then deal with it instead of kicking the can down the road, which is what they do all the time in these major cities, you know, trying to avoid the issue. And that's sad. We'll give you the final word, Van. We'll give you the final word, sir.
Well, I'm just glad that there's an election coming up, and I hope that, you know, people see that this country needs a leader. And as much as Donald Trump is hated by a lot of different people, the man is a leader, and Joe Biden is not a leader. And anyone that thinks he is, you point to me of any qualities with that man. I wouldn't have him run an ice cream stand.
Yeah, well, just to give a final note, Bill Maher on the cut I wanted to run today from The View described him as cadaver-like. And that's somebody on the left. Somebody on the left.
Yeah.
Hey, Van, thanks a lot. Appreciate your call as always, sir. Call us again. Hey, we have to take our final break of the day. We'll be right back.
Emery Motors Ford in North 4th Street Auto Plaza is having their spring SUV sales event. SMC has 17 of the iconic 2024 Ford Bronco Sports, and they are slashed up to $5,500, and they start from just $28,435. Sunbury Motors has the fuel-efficient Ford Escape discounted up to $4,000 and priced from only $29,935. Plus, qualified buyers get 0% financing. Choose from 28 new Ford Explorers, and SMC has them reduced to the lowest price ever offered, just $39,770. Sunbury Motors has the roomy and reliable 2024 Ford Edge, discounted $4,500, and they are priced from only $37,565. With 0% financing for 48 months, Sunbury Motors is a fifth-generation Ford dealership, proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915. SMC is where you want to be in May for your next new SUV.
Add Plume Whole Home Wi-Fi free for 2 months from SECV. Plume spreads Wi-Fi from your existing modem to every corner of your home at full speed. Plume doesn't just make your Wi-Fi faster. It intelligently adapts to your environment and manages your Wi-Fi network 24/7 based on insights like the number and types of devices you have connected. The Plume Home Pass app gives you perks like parental controls, always-on cyber protection against online threats, in-home motion sensing, and more. Get Plume 2 months free from SECV. Visit secv.com/freeplume.
Okay, welcome back on board On the Mark. I want to make it clear, you know, this program is open to all callers. We don't care what your political views are. We don't care whether you're right-leaning or left-leaning. You know, I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to talk to you. And we're going to try and have a two-way conversation. You know, and I like to make people justify what they say because people hold my feet to the fire, and I don't mind that. I don't mind Chris. I don't mind Eric. You know, you can call me anything you want to call me. Just don't call me late for dinner, because that I would mind. But, you know, you are, in fact, those of you who call, those of you who text, those of you who write us emails, you're the co-host of this program, and we invite you to participate in any way you choose to every day we're on the air, which is Monday through Thursday. And, you know, I didn't get to talk this week about what happened with the Kansas City Chiefs kicker. I'm trying to remember his last name. Can't remember it, but he gave a speech at a Catholic university, and he talked about some values that he thought women should probably be interested in. And one of our emailers, Darren, says, so our society now condemns someone for saying one of the most important roles a woman could have is a homemaker. Wow, just wow. Can anyone explain to me what the Kansas City Chiefs kicker said that was wrong or controversial? Since when did the term homemaker become a derogatory word? Most women, not all, have the overwhelming desire to be a mother and desire the ability to stay home with their children, at least for a short time. This is simply the nurturing nature of a woman, and it's a wonderful thing, not a negative. But this is sick, twisted world we live in today, a world where violence and murder happens frequently. Young kids and teenagers are filled with anxiety and depression. Men think they're women, and women pretend to be men. And instead of blaming the fact that many of these people with major problems come from broken families, we go after a man who speaks the truth about masculinity and family structure. So that's from Doug. We did get that in, and I appreciate your email, Doug. We have some texts we didn't get to and a couple more emails. We'll cover them on Monday. Thanks so much for being, I guess Tuesday, because Monday's a holiday. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll do it all over again next week. This is On the Mark, brought to you by the Sunbury Motor Company, selling more cars, satisfying more customers since 1915. WKOK, Sunbury.